turmoil in Thailand. Troops in Bangkok sprayed tear gas and bullets today at anti-government protesters who fired back with homemade weapons, including slingshots and rockets. A battleground atmosphere in the city took hold yesterday when at least one red shirt demonstrator, one of those calling for new elections, was killed and a key anti-government figure was shot. General Khatia Sawadipol, who broke ranks with the government in support of the protesters, remains in critical condition after being shot in the head by sniper fire. The attack came as he was giving an interview to our next guest. Thomas Fuller is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Len.
What a terrifying moment for everyone. Tell us what went down as you were interviewing the general.
Well, this is a renegade general who has joined the protesters, and I was interviewing him inside their barricaded encampment inside the protest area, and I asked him a question. He was in the middle of answering it, and he dropped. There was a blast. Sort of sounded like a firecracker, and he just dropped to the ground, and he looked pretty lifeless, and he was dragged away.
What was your reaction at that moment?
I guess I got to work. I went back. I quickly headed back to a hotel I had checked into, which was right in the neighborhood, and I started working. I stayed busy that way.
Well, right. The journalist fallback position is always go into autopilot, indeed. But in fairness, this was not about you. This was about the general. But how close did that bullet come to you, Thomas?
I think it came pretty close. I don't know. We were facing each other, and he was looking at me, and he was answering the question, and he got shot in the forehead or in the front of the head. So I don't know what happened exactly, but I assume that the bullet went over my head or over my shoulder and hit him.
And what were the last words the general said to you during the interview?
I'll paraphrase. It was, the military cannot come in here. I asked him if a crackdown would be successful, and he said no. The military cannot come in here, which are.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just chilling.
Has anyone taken responsibility for the attack? Was it indeed the Thai military?
No, we don't. We don't know. This is a society after 4 years of political turmoil that's riven with factions and competing interests, I don't know if we'll ever know. But he was a very outspoken man, and he rankled many leaders in the country and many different personalities, so he had enemies.
And on both sides, is that not correct? It wasn't just the government that was angry at him. Some of the protest leaders also were not on his team.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to make any suggestions, but he was a hardliner. He wanted to continue these protests, and some of the protesters wanted to wind it down and wanted a more conciliatory approach with the government. They thought maybe they had achieved their goals, and they wanted to, go home.
Well, Tom, some of the uncertainty you're describing, of course, is common to covering these kinds of insurgencies and unrest in places all over the world. But you found yourself yesterday at the precise epicenter of what has now exploded into a much wider violence in Bangkok. I mean, as a reporter, does it give you any greater insights into what's going on?
Well, I think it gives you pause. I mean, Bangkok is not a city, or was not a city known to be a dangerous place. There's not really random violent crime here the way there is in a lot of other big metropolises, and this is a giant city. It's very unsettling. We've had 2 months of street protests, and 30 people have died, and about 1,000 people have been injured, and we don't really know who's perpetrating this. So that's it's unsettling.
Unsettling indeed. Thomas Fuller, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, thanks for joining us.
God, amazing perspective there.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.